Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Now let's talk about the power of no and the leverage of no. And here's the big key is that there is a ton of power in saying no. And I will talk about the leverage part when we're talking about the customer, but I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you, the salesperson, because that's the key is this is about you, right? We're talking about authentic part. That's the key is I want to help you, because if you're successful and you understand in your mind, then what happens is you can then translate that and take that with you. Here's the key. And I mentioned this earlier, is that a lot of people in sales think that their job is to move everybody forward, always be closing. They think selling is something I'm doing to you, whether you need it or not. I'm just supposed to sell you or everybody. I know it should be a good fit, but I'm just going to take advantage of every opportunity I can, right? Instead of sales being something I'm doing for and with you. When you're in that mode and you're just trying to sell to everybody, or you think that you should move everyone forward, there will usually be a disconnect in your mind where you're like, oh, I know I shouldn't have sold that person. That wasn't good. I'm sure they're going to cancel, right? And so that usually will come back to you. Here's the key though, is when you tell people no, there is so much power that will build up inside of you. And that's the important part. And it literally solves the how do you sleep at night question that either you will receive by potential customers or other people in your life when you tell them what you do or what you sell or what you're involved with. Or you just have that in your mind, which is like, what am I doing? And that's, again, because sales and selling has such a bad connotation. And it's just such a dirty word in the world that people have that thought. Here's the key, is that when you tell people no, it will differentiate yourself in your mind as somebody who's doing the right thing. And now, you usually don't want to say there's like good, bad, right, or wrong. But in this case, there is when you're helping somebody make the right decision for them, in my opinion, I will use the word that you're doing the right thing for them, the best thing for them. Now, if it is to buy from you, it's your duty and responsibility. You need to help them move forward. If they shouldn't buy from you, if you can't help them, then you need to not have them buy from you. You need to send them off in a different direction. And that is the key. When you do that in your mind, you will know that actually, as a sales professional, you're doing the right thing for people. So when somebody comes across your desk or in a conversation or in a meeting, and you know you can't help them, you tell them no. And in your mind, you know you're doing the right thing. And that is storing up credits in your mind, which is so important. And the reason why that's so important is because there will be times when you need, as a sales professional, to persuade somebody who is stuck and you know that you can help them, right? And I say need, which again is a word I don't like to use a lot, but when I'm talking about you as a sales professional, it is your duty and responsibility to help people. It means you need to do that, right? Kind of like I talk about the doctor analogy a lot and compare how you should function as a sales professional in the same way a doctor does. If a doctor has diagnosed somebody and knows they can treat them, and that person says, no, thanks, I don't want to do this treatment that maybe is life-saving, right? Maybe is very necessary for their long-term health. And that person walks out without getting treatment or agreeing to next steps or whatever that looks like, that doctor will most likely feel like they failed as a professional to their oath, to their duty to help other people. And that's how you want to take that. And so what happens though, is that as a sales professional, when you're in that mode and you see someone who has a problem or a goal that you can solve, What happens then is that you will go into that mode. Now we're talking about ABCs, but in the right way. You'll go into that mode that will then feel like pressure, could feel like you're trying to get them to buy from you for your benefit, not for theirs. But in your mind, now you know it's for their benefit mostly. And then obviously you're going to win as well. So it's win-win.